You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So for boys, growing up in a world full of distractions, staying focused can feel like an impossible task. From social media to video games, the world is constantly pulling their attention in different directions. So let's talk about how boys can master the art of focus and learn to tune out the noise. We're joined by on the line by Pastor Rizwi, who's going to be helping us this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you? That's fine.
We are good, Mfundisi. Apologies for the delay once again.
It's okay.
Yes, thank you. Before we start, I'm going to ask Pastor that can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning. We thank you for providing us this opportunity that we can come and interact with our boys. We pray that, Lord, you help them to grow, to be responsible people in life. This is our prayer in Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Looking at all things, how our boy children can keep their eye on the prize, what are some of the common distractions, you know, that our boy children face today, and why is that?
Yeah, some common problems that our boys encounter are social media, you know, platforms like Instagram, Snapchat and TikTok and many others, video games, streaming content, peer pressure, you know, the desire to fit in with their peers, the issue of cell phones. All these are the common distractions that, you know, the allure of these distractions often stem from their interactive nature and the instant gratification. You know, our boys desire to interact, to mingle, and these kind of, you know, distractions, they have this instant gratification whereby you become kind of addicted. You don't want to part with those. These are some of the distractions that our boys are facing in this world.
So when they are distracted with that, Mfundisi, how now can they develop, you know, habits that can help them, you know, stay focused on their goals? When you're speaking, for example, about social media, there's always something popping up, you know, every year it seems like there's a new one. So how can we help them, you know, for them to stay focused, saying that I'm dealing with this, let me focus on this, let me put the phone away, let me not interact with my phone now. How can now they do that?
We need to encourage our boys to set clear goals in life. You know, we need to encourage them to define their objectives. What do they want to achieve in this life? How can they achieve it? You know, even writing down these kind of objectives, it creates a strong commitment in them. One other thing is to create a routine. Establish a daily routine that includes specific times for study, play, socialize. You know, I always say to people, you know, if you want to like you are wearing a shirt and you want the smart to come out, you know, the buttons put order in on the shirt. And you need to put the button in the correct hole.
Okay.
If you take the top button and put it on the bottom hole and the middle button on the top, you know, the chaos comes. So one thing at a time and putting things, you know, in their proper place. That's what they want. What we want to encourage our boys, if they want to live a smart life, you know, they need to put things in their place. You need also to limit distractions.
Yeah.
You know, you need to encourage the use of tools like app timers or website blockers to minimize access to distracting sites during their interaction with social media. You know, we can talk of mindful techniques. Practicing mindfulness or meditation can help center their thoughts and improve overall concentration. Setting clear goals in life, it reflects a dedication that can lead to clearer focus. So these are some of the things that we need to encourage our boys so that they can develop these focused habits.
And that is very key that, you know, they have those things. So looking at the issues of discipline, Mfundisi, they may set aside time, you know, as you have suggested, but if they don't have discipline, it's pointless. You know, when they set aside time, like, yo, let me focus this time. But now you find them doodling there on their books and not actually doing what, you know, they were meant to study. So what role does discipline play in terms of helping our boy children, you know, avoid distractions?
You know, discipline plays a crucial role in mitigating distractions. It brings self-control, it brings consistency, it brings accountability. In terms of self-control, you know, discipline helps boys to resist temptations and stay aligned with their goals. In terms of consistency, you know, the discipline fosters this regular practice of focused work, which reinforces the habit of consistency, leading to improvement over time. You know, you need to have this pattern which you follow consistently, and once it's embedded in you, it will help to instill discipline and mitigate against unnecessary distractions. In terms of accountability, we need to encourage our boys to have someone, you know, like a parent or a mentor or a friend whom they are accountable to. You know, after spending a day, they should account for their day. How did they use their time? This will also foster discipline and help them to move, you know, navigate this world full of distractions.
So since looking at mentors, because we're always encouraging, you know, our boy children to have mentors, we're always encouraging them, even us as parents, you know, to mentor them, to look after them, you know. So how can we now, as parents, support and mentor them, you know, in creating a distraction-free environment? So to switch off the Wi-Fi so they don't have Wi-Fi to play on their phones, you know, how can we now, you know, help them have that environment that is not that is free of distractions?
Some of the things that we can also try to implement or try to promote in supporting our boys, you know, designating study spaces, maybe at home, or where we can create a quiet, organized space for study, which can help minimize distractions. Also, try to set some boundaries on technology use.
Okay.
Like establishing limits on screen time and encouraging tech-free zones, which can maintain focus. We can also, you know, in their schedule, which we can give in trying to support them, we also need to put some breaks where they can, we can allow scheduled breaks, which can help them to recharge, but without losing momentum. We can also model focused behavior. We as adults can lead by example, demonstrating the importance of focus and discipline in our own lives. You know, people sometimes they make mistakes because they lack models. But if we also as you know, adults become these models, they can learn from us. When we implement or promote this, we try to underscore the importance of, you know, guiding our boys towards healthy habits from their early age. As the Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child.
Yes.
We can train by word of mouth, we train also by example.
So as we wrap up, Mfundiswami, you know, because some people may argue that, no, some distractions, you know, they're quite good, you know. So what are some tips for our boy children, you know, how they can turn distractions, you know, into opportunities for growth? Growth can be in various factors that they could be growing in, but how would they turn those, you know, into growth opportunities?
You know, sometimes we need maybe to encourage our boys to look at this like what we call a mindset shift, encouraging them to see distractions as challenges. You know, when you are having challenges, you need to have solutions to that. So when they look at distractions as challenges. This might strengthen their resolve and improve focus over time. We can also try to engage them in physical activities. This time which they will spend on their phone, they can also spend the time doing sports, outdoor activities, which reduce time that can be spent on these distractions and be put on something that is useful, which can improve focus, even their health. We also need to incorporate interests, finding ways to, you know, integrate interests like gaming or social media into productive learning, which can create a balance to say, you know, when you go on the internet, instead of just following these distractions, you can use the internet for productive purposes.
Yes. Yeah, that is very key, Pundis, because sometimes we're thinking that there's only the bad, you know, on those internet services. Yeah. So if, as we wrap up, Mfundisi, the one thing that you would want our boys to take out or to know, and us as parents as well, because I believe that many parents are listening now in terms of the distractions that our boy children may face and how we can assist them.
Yeah, I would like to say, you know, staying focused requires a multifaceted approach that combines self-awareness, discipline, and supportive environment. You know, for to our boys, they need to learn to master a focus through deliberate practices, and with the guidance of caring parents and mentors, they can navigate the challenges of distraction. Also, we need also to embed biblical principles in our boys, like that when they grow, they know what is right and what is wrong, and they can make their choices right. But it is possible to overcome distractions if they choose to practice self-discipline.
Yeah, indeed. Pundis, thank you. I'm going to ask that please do offer a word of prayer as we close.
Thank you. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for the time to deliberate upon important issues in our lives. We commit our boys into your hands as they grow, as we teach them, as they learn at school, in the society, in the community. Make them good boys, people who contribute value to the society, people who honor you and give glory to you. We pray that you give them success in their endeavors and help them to be responsible in this life. Help them to overcome these challenges of many distractions that are thrown at them in this life. Give them the stamina to stand for what is right. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.